I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She's a TikTok sensation, and he's a pioneer of pie fornication. It's Watch What Happens Live with Addison Rae and Jason Biggs now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with one guest whose online following is incredibly big and another who's an incredible Biggs. My first guest blew up from her dance videos on TikTok, and now she's 1-2 stepping into her first film leading role with He's All That out now on Netflix. Please welcome Addison Rae. Hey, Addison. And ever since my next guest came on the scene in American Pie, pun intended, he's been gracing our movie and TV screens. It's the host of Cash at Your Door Tuesdays on E!, Jason Biggs. Hey, Jason. Not only is tonight's bartender a sweetie for treating us to drinks, but she has a new single, Sugarcane, out now. It's Cheyenne Elliott. Hey, Cheyenne. I always like to mention when you're here that you're Dionne Warwick's granddaughter as well. I mean, I have to pay homage.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Are you surprised by her success on Twitter?
I'm not, because that's who she is.
There you go. Have the two of you ever met?
Yes, the other day, actually, we were on another talk show together. Yep.
No.
Yeah, she's been following me around New York.
Really?
Yeah.
And
she was embarrassing.
And Jason, are you on TikTok?
I am not, actually. Addison, though, offered to do... Now she really has to do it, because I'm saying it on
I know, now I have to.
She's like, we got
to
do a TikTok together. And no. I said, it would be my first ever TikTok with the TikTok queen.
The queen of TikTok.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. What year did you go on TikTok? Did you start?
I started TikTok in 2019.
2019.
That is absolutely
And you were
insane.
In Louisiana.
I was in Louisiana.
And you now have how many million followers?
84?
84 million followers on TikTok, and you are starring in your first film. I mean, that's
crazy.
All in the course of a couple of years. By the way, with a pandemic also happening. I mean, that's really incredible. And, you know, while we can all celebrate the fact that American Pie made Jason a bona fide teen star, I am less than thrilled to mention that that movie came out before Addison was even born. So rather than lingering on that fact and letting it ruin everyone's night, I want to see if my guests see eye to eye on life as a teen. It is time for Outside the Actor's Studio Teen Edition. Okay, this is going to be an interesting generation swap. Addison, what is the first concert you ever attended?
First concert I ever attended was the Cheetah Girls in Hannah, Montana.
Okay. Jason,
That's
what was your first
great.
Concert?
So funny, Cheetah Girls and Hannah Montana. Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Oh my gosh,
say
probably.
Jason Biggs.
Like Jonas Brothers, Justin Bieber.
Okay, the classics.
Classic.
And you, Jason Biggs?
Jamie Gertz.
Really?
You're the only one in the studio that knows who Jamie Gertz is.
Wow, from Square Pegs? Was that? No.
No, Jamie Gertz was in, she was in Lost Boys, wasn't she?
Yes, okay. Yeah. What's the first movie you went to a date to, went with a date to see?
Oh my gosh, I think Insidious.
Insidious, you, Jason?
Wait, what's Insidious?
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
really
right.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I don't know. The really bad Batman, the Batman in Batman and Robin in like, you know,
oh yes, with Clooney and Chris O'Donnell,
Schwarzenegger.
Oh yes, the,
yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. What chores did you have to do when growing up? Did you have to do a lot of chores?
My mom would make me do the most ridiculous things. Like she'd make me vacuum all the time, places that didn't even have to be vacuumed. I feel like that was my thing, vacuuming.
Your mom is here, by the
way.
Great to see you. Jason, what about you? Do you remember doing any chores growing up?
I had to clean my room, keep my room clean. That was a big one.
Yes.
Yeah, take the trash out.
Okay.
You know, still the same chores I still have to do today.
Most regrettable trend you followed?
Oh my gosh. It's too many, honestly. I used to like wear like really, really dark smoky eyes, which is funny because I actually have a really dark smoky on right now.
I know,
but
that's
when I was really young, I'd wear like a smoky eye with no other makeup on, like no foundation,
I'm
a smoky eye.
I'm down with that. What about you?
I like a smoky eye.
Smoky eye.
Yeah, smoky eye.
Yes.
No, I, trend, oh my God. Well, if in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, I used to do the pegging of the of the jeans and then roll them up super, super tight.
Yes.
Which is kind of, if you think about it, it was sort of the first skinny jean.
It was.
You kind of had, they were baggy, but you made
like
the
like a jogger.
Like a jogger.
I know. He's a notorious pegger. Thank you very much, folks. You know, Addison, you are such close buds with Kourtney Kardashian that you're basically part of the family. I mean, you wound up on the show, the whole thing. So, you know, you may have to legally change your name to Cattison, which I think would be really cute. But in the meantime, tell us what it is like sitting courtside as a pal to Kourtney. What is the genesis of your friendship? How did that happen?
So we met because Mason had loved TikTok and like is super like on TikTok. So Mason wanted to meet me, and then we ended up meeting and then starting to work out together because we both liked to work out, and her trainer is so hard, and like we'd have to run so much. I'd be like, oh yeah, this is easy for me. Like, she's killing it. And then we started working out all the time together, and then we became close.
Do you think Kourtney and Scott are destined to be together?
No.
No. Other than Kourtney, which sister do you get along with the best?
Oh gosh. I feel like I get along with all of them pretty well. Maybe like Kylie, I feel like we've hung out a little bit more.
What did you think of the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I thought it was great.
Especially your appearance.
I was on it. No, I'm kidding. It was great. I love the show and have loved the show since I was a little girl. I remember I used to have like magazines with them in it when I was like really, really little, and like this pink like diary.
Then there you were on the show. Rate Kourtney's acting skills in He's All That from 1 to 10.
I think I'd say I'm gonna give her a 10 because I love her.
What's the best advice that she's given you about dealing with fame and fans and everything?
I think just staying around people you love and making sure you surround yourself with good friends and people that will not let you shy away from who you are.
That's good advice. Were you surprised about all the drama with Scott DMing?
Scott DM?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I feel like this is not my question to answer. Were you surprised?
It's funny you ask.
Thank you very much, Addison Rae. Now, fashion from the early aughts is making a comeback, excuse me, with Gen Z. So I wonder if any of Jason's hella crunked looks from that era ought to re-enter his wardrobe. We're going to find out with fashion or trash, hon. Jason, I'm going to show you, I'm going to torture you with
this
ensembles that you wore in the early 2000s.
Don't do that in front of Addison.
Yes. If you like it, it's fashion. If not, trash it. Okay, here we go. Addison, feel free to weigh in. Here's an outfit you wore to the 2000 MTV Movie Awards. Mm-hmm. What do we think?
Are you speechless? I love
fashion
the leather
or trash
jacket.
Wait, is it me? I'm
yes,
answering?
Yes,
oh,
you
I
are.
Thought,
I thought is it fashion or you trash it?
Well,
it,
like now? It, like, it,
yeah, what's
trash, trash,
okay.
Trash. But
okay, very good. Here you are at the Toronto Film Festival in 2006 wearing the Tree of Life.
That's awesome.
First of all, based on the audience's reaction to every photo you put up, if I literally start going, oh, that's...
That's, well,
that's fashion.
Right.
That's fashion.
Right.
Well, I got to tell you, the necklace alone is reason to trash this. But,
I know, but you look very cute.
I love it. I thought that's what made it cool.
Oh, you like the necklace?
I think
you
it's like edgy.
What I meant to say was the necklace is
makes
awesome.
It cool. It's fashion,
it
guys.
Cool. Yeah, fashion.
Okay, the next one. Here you are at a benefit in 2000. That's a classic oversized Knicks button down.
Okay, well, first of all, this was not my outfit of choice. I went to the event looking, I was wearing something much cooler.
Okay.
Got it. Oh, and they put that on you.
And then they put that on for the photo op. I would never wear that.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
I believe you.
Okay. Trash. Here you are in 2003 with a casual red carpet look. That's fine, right?
I mean, I think that's fine.
Okay. I miss when people used to wear jeans on the red carpet.
Yeah. Are you?
I love that.
You're like, I used to be friends with them until they wore jeans.
Okay. Here you are in a beanie at the 2004 first anniversary of Marquee.
Oh.
Oh God.
I was
high as a kite right there.
Okay. Very good.
So I have no idea how I don't even remember getting dressed that night.
Okay.
But that's yeah.
That's
I mean,
all right.
The thermal underneath with the cuffed.
Right.
Trash.
Okay, well, by the way, speaking of high, here you are in a very high, stiff collar at the premiere of 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Just a little.
It's cute.
A little schvitzy.
It's a little schvitzy.
It's cute,
yes.
Though. Big smile. Nice smile.
Yes, nice smile.
A nice smile. Let's go fashion.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason. I want to take some questions for our virtual fans. Shannon and Brittany from Indiana have a question for Addison. Hey.
Hi. Hi, Addison. Can you confirm or deny that you will be attending the Met on Monday?
I can neither confirm or deny.
Wow. Is it a secret if you're going? Is it supposed to be a secret?
I'm just following the lead of everyone else.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
I was always the guy that was like, I'm going this year. I'm not going this year. Maybe that's why I'm not going this year.
I tell people I'm going all the time, and I've never been invited.
Right. Emily and Ann from Nebraska, what's your question for Jason?
Hi, Jason. We have a three-part question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, yes.
Is Tara Reid telling the truth about saying there's a script for American Pie 5? Is it one of the best scripts in the franchise? And how close are we to getting a new American Pie?
Okay, all three parts, but all the same.
All kind of the same, right. Okay. First of all, thank you, guys, and nice to see you. And thank you. I appreciate, I'm sure most of the questions were for Addison, but I appreciate you sneaking one in for me.
No.
I do not know of a script for American Pie 5. There was an idea. An idea that's still being kind of kicked around, but not an actual script. How close are we? I feel like every couple of years, the conversations get more serious, but there's just a lot of sort of obstacles, a lot of cooks in the kitchen, if you will, and things to overcome. But if it were up to me, which it's not, I would be on set right now doing another American Pie. So
fingers crossed. Thank you, a virtual audience. Okay, we got a lot of viewer questions for you guys. Addison, Harry B. wants to know, are you really dating Omar Fetty? And do you still want to hopefully...
Who's Omar?
Omer. Sorry.
Omer.
Omer.
Private.
Jason, Aisha C. said, I can't believe you turned down the lead role in How I Met Your Mother. Is there another role we would be surprised to find out that you turned down?
Let's see.
That was a real cash cow you turned down.
Okay,
dude.
You know what?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Andy. You don't have
wow.
to. Yeah, I.
Wow.
No, the turn down, no. Tons that I auditioned for and didn't get that are fun going back to the, like, 80s.
Right.
Like, Big. I auditioned for Big.
Really?
Yeah, to play young Tom Hanks.
Right.
And his friend. But no, I in terms of turn down, that's the big one that stands out to me, that I'm like, what were you thinking?
Right. Carlos S. emailed Addison, as someone who's been compared to Britney Spears, you're both from Louisiana, everything else, what was your reaction to the news that her father filed a petition to end her conservatorship?
Woo!
Yes.
I love her so much.
Have you met her?
I haven't met her. I want to meet her so bad.
You do?
She's incredible.
What do you love about her?
I mean, everything. She's an icon, first of all. She's incredible. And just so talented and sweet. And I don't know, she just reminds me of someone from back home, which, ironically.
Right. When you started on TikTok, did you have hopes to do what you're doing now? I mean, that was your dream?
That was my dream.
But you didn't go on TikTok thinking this is going to happen.
No, I did not think that was how I was going to get where I am today. I knew I was going to make it happen no matter what. But TikTok kind of brought the opportunities in a different way than I ever expected. So,
were you doing social before TikTok? Like, were you doing Instagram and Twitter and stuff?
Yeah, I think everyone does.
And then just kind of switched over?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I kind of had everything. I was, like, always a platform, like a social media person. I had, like, Tumblr and, like, things like that.
And how was the following there? Was it sort of, did you have a big following there, or was it, was it TikTok that really?
Yeah, it was TikTok. Yeah. I, like, had I had friends from, like, schools that would follow me. And, like, I moved a lot around, I guess, like, growing up to different high schools and middle school and things like that. So I met a lot of people, but never, like, anything near. When I had 10,000 followers on TikTok, I, like, freaked out.
Well, Jason has a healthy following. He's got 616,000 people following on Instagram, which is a lot.
That is
Addison
a lot.
Has slightly more. 39.7 million and 84 million on TikTok. Whether or not that difference is just a rounding error, we don't know. It's time for a round of Who Has More Followers? I'm going to read off pairs of celebrities. You two tell me who has more clout. Okay, who has more followers, Travis Barker or Scott Disick? Addison.
Oh, gosh. Travis?
Who do you think?
Scott.
It is Scott. Scott has 25.4 million. Who has more followers, Martha Stewart or Cher, Addison?
Ooh, I love Cher. I'm going to go with Cher just because I love her.
Martha.
It is Cher. Who has more followers, Shannon Elizabeth or Tara Reid, Addison?
Shannon Elizabeth.
Jason.
I think the Sharknado has... I'm going to go Tara.
It is Shannon Elizabeth. Who has more followers, Camila or Sean?
Sean.
Camila.
It is Sean. Who has more followers, Kylie or Kim?
Kylie.
Kylie.
Yes, it is Kylie. What about Timothée Chalamet or Serena Williams?
Serena.
Timothée?
Serena. She has 1 million more. Guy Fieri or Ina Garten?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Guy Fieri.
Yeah, Guy Fieri.
It's Ina. Who has more followers, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Diane Keaton?
Arnold?
I'm going to go with Arnold, too.
He does. He has 22 million. What about The Rock or Ariana Grande?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh. Ariana.
Yeah, Ariana.
You say Ariana.
Oh.
No, it's The Rock.
Why would
Last
you listen
up,
to me? Why would you listen to me?
I don't know. I tried to trust you.
Or Adam Sandler.
I'm going to say Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Lil Nas X, too.
It's Adam, actually. Addison, Katrina N. wants to know, who's been the most famous person to DM you besides Court that told you they were a fan of yours?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my, like, DMs have been broken for a really long time.
Oh, really? Yeah, I
guess.
Swear,
they actually have.
That happens when you have 50 million followers.
That's
right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I can't even think.
Yeah. My DMs are open, by the way. Just for if anyone wants to tell me they're a fan, they're wide open.
Jason, you had Dolores Catania on your new E! Show,
I did,
too.
Yes, Dolores.
She's great,
amazing.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's amazing.
Addison, Alicia Mode wants to know the best advice Rachel Lee Cook gave you while shooting He's All That. That was...
Yeah. She recently actually told me, or kind of like emphasized to me, just like make sure I'm always doing what I want to do and like following my heart and staying true to myself and not letting anyone tell me what to do and just kind of follow my heart.
That's great.
Great advice. Mm-hmm.
Very good advice. Yep. Jason, were you satisfied with the end of Orange is the New Black?
Yes, actually, I was. I thought it was really the whole season. I thought was really strong, and they invited me back to do an episode or two that final season. So personally, for me and the closure of my character, I was very grateful and thought it was a lot of fun.
George Macris 013 wants to know, Addison, what would you say was the moment that made you think to yourself, "I've made it"? I mean, you were saying that when you had 10,000 followers, you thought, oh, my God, this is huge. I mean, so I can't imagine.
Like, truly, I thought I made it when I had 1 million. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is insane. This is the craziest number I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
And then, you know, I kind of have had those same moments just every once in a while. Not really I made it, but just like, wow, I can't believe I got here.
I want to thank
that.
Addison, Jason, and Cheyenne for being here. We'll see you Sunday night. We're going to our after show now. Everybody check out Addison.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
That Jason Biggs stars on Cash at Your Door Tuesday. Cheyenne Elliott's new single is called Sugarcane. It's out now. I want to go back to our virtual fans. Alexis and Andy from New Jersey have a question for Addison.
Hi, Addison. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
A two-part question for you.
Okay.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the reason you appeared on Keeping Up with the Kardashians is because your family was getting a reality show of your own? And if not, is that something you'd be interested in?
No, that is not the reason. But, I mean, who knows what could come in the future. I think there's a lot of interesting things that people don't get to see about my life and my family, too, or maybe where I'm from. So, who knows?
All right. Stay tuned. Christina from California has a question for Jason.
Hey, Jason, as a new game show host, who do you think would be the new host of Jeopardy now that the spot needs to be filled?
I'll tell you, I'm sitting across from someone right now who I think would be absolutely
wonderful. Oh, you're really nice. Yeah. Wow. I think my brother from another mother, Anderson Cooper, would be pretty good.
Anderson would be great. He would be great.
Yes. Addison, Brett B. wants to know the craziest part of having a private skateboarding lesson with Tony Hawk.
Oh, my gosh. I fell so many times. It was so embarrassing. And we ate burritos together, so that was probably the craziest part.
Wow.
You're pinching yourself right now.
I am, actually.
Cheyenne, what is the best piece of advice that Dionne Warwick has given you about singing or your career or what to do?
Stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't let the industry or anybody interrupt your goals, your dreams, and your voice. Speak your truth.
There you go. All right. I want to leave it there. Addison Rae, Ease All That, Jason Biggs, Cheyenne Elliott, Cheyenne Elliott, Sugarcane. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.